This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Amidst some pretty good news for the auto industry this week, General Motors may have knocked over a hornet's nest in Europe by reconsidering a deal that would have unloaded a majority stake in its European business, Opel. Nelson Schwartz joins us now, European economics correspondent for The New York Times. Nelson, how does General Motors suddenly deciding that its Opel subsidiary has enough value to keep anger the Germans and make them worried about the future of Opel?
Well, the German government has been working with General Motors ever since the first half of the year when GM filed for bankruptcy, and there was a lot of fears in Germany, you know, what that would mean. And the German government put this deal together with several billion dollars in loans and bridge financing, where Canadian auto parts maker Magna would take over the bulk of Opel, with GM keeping a minority stake. And it was a very complicated deal where Magna would team up with a Russian bank along with the unions. But the German government had kind of midwifed this, and it was expected to go through. And then GM said, look, we're in a stronger position. We're doing better. You know, come to think of it, we want to keep Opel.
Now,
I think the Germans are just very angry, especially at the way, you know, in talk, people think they're very angry at the way it was done. They feel like they just didn't see this coming.
And the mission of the deal that you described, this complicated deal, was to preserve all of the assets and the jobs at Opel. It seems that some of the reaction in Germany is that nobody knows whether that's GM's mission at all, and it seems there are some early signs that it's not at all GM's mission.
Well, what's clear is that this deal that had been put together with the German government would have protected German jobs, maybe at the expense of jobs in Spain or Belgium and the UK. Now, with GM in the driver's seat, you know, the jobs could be cut in Germany as well. So it deprives the German government of a lot of the power that they had with the earlier deal. And I think these auto jobs are like they are in the U.S., but are even bigger issue in Germany. We in the U.S. have cut many, many automobile jobs as part of this restructuring process. That hasn't happened in Europe, and it's a big, big political issue. And as you mentioned, hornet's nest, it's definitely what GM has gotten itself into with German politicians.
Are American workers going to have any sympathy with German workers who might strike over these issues?
I don't think so. I think, in the U.S., we've kind of accepted that, you know, this number of auto workers has to come down, the industry has to restructure. In Europe, there is tremendous overcapacity, and the unions are much more powerful in Europe. For instance, at Opel, the head of the union there is a guy named Klaus Franz, and he sits on the board of Opel. And he is as familiar, I've interviewed him several times, he is as familiar with the numbers as any MBA and any manager, and he has tremendous power. So GM is going to have to kind of get back in his good graces if they want to do the job cuts that they've talked about. Now, GM says that their plans for restructuring aren't that different from what Magna would have done or any buyer would have done. I think the difference is with GM in charge, you might see more cuts in Germany because they have a freer hand. They're not as dependent on the German government as Magna was for funds.
Very quickly, can anything the unions do affect the bottom line at GM? Very quickly.
Sure.
Sure.
Getting workers to go along and buy in on this restructuring is going to be essential for Opel to make money in the long run.
Well, that's what we'll be watching. Nelson Schwartz, European economics correspondent for The New York Times, talking about the Opel deal GM reconsidered, wants to keep it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.